You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:31. If you're tuning in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at Motus results. They gave us their full year results as well for the year ended June 2024. I'm joined on the line by Motus's CEO, Osman Arbi, to take a look at these numbers. Good evening, Uncle Osman. Lovely to speak to you again. Looks like a good set of numbers, even though the market didn't seem to agree. The company performed well. How do you reflect on it?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. You're 100% right. I mean, we're quite disappointed that the market didn't like the results, because in this tough economic environment, our revenue went up 7%, EBITDA went up 3%, profits down 4%. And the gap between operating profit and our attributable earnings, or EPS minus 28, is the interest bill. So fundamentally, the business has done well in very difficult circumstances. It's just that the interest bill was high because of the high stock levels we carried. Car rental, we carried a lot of vehicles for them. And then obviously we did some big investments in the last 18 months. Now you fast forward that to next year, and that interest bill will come down by at least, low double digits. Mm. So it's a once-off interest bill that we're battling with, but which we'll get out of, because already we've reduced our stock by 5 billion rand. And fundamentally, the business is sound, producing cash flows of 3.5 billion. So all in all, we're quite pleased with our results in these very, very difficult circumstances.
I was just going to come to that cash flow figure. I mean, last year it was an outflow of just under 1.2 billion. This time around, much better numbers. The dividend was a little softer compared to last year's dividend. Perhaps that's what shareholders and the market might have been pricing in. But all in all, how's the business faring from a challenge perspective? I mean, the consumer is under pressure, and the business that is Motus is very consumer reliant to a certain degree. And that's obviously going to affect you at some point.
So we've got three buckets of businesses. Australia is doing very well. The UK is doing very well in commercials, passenger and aftermarket parts. So 35% of our income is now offshore. The 55%, the 65% of the income that comes from South Africa, parts of it did well. Car rental did very well. Mobility solutions, where we sell all our services, did very well. The area that we battled with was in the importer and the retail space. That's where we're consumer-facing. So car sales have slowed down. Competition's tough from the Chinese brands, from Suzuki, who's entered the market through an Indian product. Suzuki sounds Chinese, Japanese, but it sells Indian vehicles in South Africa. And yeah, they're very competitive. So the consumer is stressed because of the high interest rate, high inflation, and in time, once interest rates start coming down, hopefully from October, November, and by next year, this time, we should get maybe a 200 basis points reduction in interest, whether it's South Africa, the UK, Australia. I think we well suited to benefit from these reduction in interest rates. And then if the interest rates come down in South Africa, the economy stabilizes, there'll be an opportunity again for consumers to get back in to the vehicle market, whether it's new or pre-owned.
So interesting that such macro factors affect the business and there's very little you can do about them. I think we'll leave it at that. Osman, thanks so much for the time and the insights. That's Osman Arbi, CEO at Motus, reflecting on the strong set of numbers despite the fact that the share price was down just over 5%.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.